It's like in the great stories, Mr. Frodo. The ones that really mattered. Full of darkness and danger they were. And sometimes you didn't want to know the end. Because how could the end be happy? How could the world go back to the way it was when so much bad had happened?
And there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home to return to.
I can't do this, Sam. I know. All wrong. By rights, we shouldn't even be here. We are.
This is the book section?
Did you want quality or quantity?
The sign says books, not book.
I'll have the S removed. Please.
The evil thing. Sounds scary. May I see it?
Certainly.
It's locked.
When you buy, you get the key.
Looked at high school dances, shunned at cafeteria lunch tables, picked last in dodgeball, beat up and spit on and wedgied and ridiculed in gym class locker rooms across the globe. But you know what? We're not gonna fucking take it anymore.
Life sucks. Just continuous disappointments, and it won't get no better with sob screams or ointments. Just the kind of thing that's gonna fist.
You are your own king. And this is the hell you have created for yourself. Your flesh is killing your spirit.
No!
Oh yes, Joseph. Oh yes. You have forsaken yourself. One finger left now, Joseph. Only one more death to go.
Bad things happen, and you can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Wrong! When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world.
Chaos is beautiful. Now, many times, we're afraid because we want order. We can't deal with the confusion. And the disorder. We want form. We want rules. Yes, throughout human history, there have been people, religious leaders, political leaders, who will give you order. They'll give you rules and commandments. But chaos is basically good. Relax, surf the waves of chaos, and learn how to redesign your own realities.
Yes, Bob, you're always making mistakes, aren't you?
He was suddenly seized up in the spirit by the hand of Jehovah One itself, the cosmic puppeteer of the Old Testament, the wrathful alien space god from some corporate sin galaxy. In this timeless moment, which we call the Divine Immaculation of the Bob, Dobbs received the first of countless brain-curdling pronouncements which form the sacred pre-scriptures of the Church. He was shown a vision.
Side of the street, everybody wanna be. Why? Every time I'm broken, I sell rock. I wind up in a cell block. Why? Every time I shoot somebody in the face, pigs get chased. Why? Every time I drink a little gasoline, I shit my spleen. Why? When I try to fly like a birdie, I wind up on a gurney. Dad, tell me why.
Won't you tell me why? Someone tell me why.
No monsters down there, okay? You just hit a sinkhole or something.
Okay.
You stay right there. I'll go get a flashlight.
I got it.
Holy crap, and a pita! Monsters!
Taste.
Who said that? You're all dead. Nobody can talk if they're dead.
Come to me and taste the future.
Taste what? Hey! Free sandwich!
But beware.
But you just... told me.
Look, I'm 1,000 years old. I know what I said. Beware.
Yeah, you beware. I'm eating this. Hey, whoa! Where the hell is this?
You'll know in time.
The question is, will I care? Probably not.
Jake. Jake!
Just leave him ease. Wait a minute. I smell Mr. Mount about time.
Oh, my God. Jake?
Oh, my God, Frylock. What? Why's everything got to be a federal case with you? Yeah, you heard what I said. I said it.
Where'd all these skulls come from?
They're guarding this sandwich. Now let's go.
Oh, my God. That is no ordinary sandwich, Shake.
Oh, my God, Albert. Do you ever have anything good to say? It's a free sandwich.
It's not a sandwich at all, Shake. It's the Brood Witch.
The Brood Witch?
No, the Brood Witch, Meatwad. Brood Witch.
Wait. Was
that right? Hey there, you fucking idiot.
Fucking moron.
I bet you're one of those nasty motherfuckers that just likes to smell stinky girl's feet, don't you? Mm-hmm. I bet you would love to just run your tongue up and down these dirty, stinky soles. You're so fucking pathetic. I bet you actually get off on shit like that, don't you?
How can you have sex? Oh, wait, you don't have sex. You don't have sex. That's who'd want to fuck you. Who the fuck would want to have sex with a dick this small?
The brain is an important learning tool, Meatwad.
Where is it? I'll pop it back in if you can find it. Dub.
No way! I'm using this brain for undercover aquatic training.
Oh, my brain!
That's right, your brain. But I found it.
Let me see that.
Give me.
Well, I'll be damned. You got a toy brain.
What? Then where have I been keeping all my knowledge?
What knowledge? There ain't nothing in here but air and a little jingle bell.
That ain't no jingle bell. That is a gland full of knowledge.